Welcome to a guided meditation recorded live at CDM in Everett, Washington, USA. Today we're going to talk about and meditate on choices. Do you guys realize how many choices you're making in 1 minute? Just even in a second? Do you realize how important your choices are? No, probably not. Because the choices we make are what create our life. Absolutely. How many of you, when you think of choices, you believe that it has to be something big? You're making a big choice. Am I going to move or not? That's a choice, but it's a big choice, right? How about, am I going to be kind to this person or not? Am I going to breathe in and breathe out? Am I going to be nasty to that driver who was just nasty to me, or use my techniques and let it go? Every moment of your life, you are making a choice. And your choices are what create you and create your body and create your experience here on planet Earth. So when I say choices, I'm talking about something that's incredibly important in everyone's life. One of the things that people don't realize is how much they've been influenced by others about how to make a choice. Some people don't even believe they have a choice because they're so programmed to operate in a particular manner. Everybody goes, oh my goodness, let us meditate. You've already said too much. All right, well, let's make the choice to meditate and be aware of ourselves. You know, all the famous teachers are no different from the rest of us, except they were awake and aware. And we're more aware every day, and our choices will take us to even greater awareness. So just close your eyes and tune in to you, because that's where your choices are made. Take a nice deep breath and allow your grounding cord to flow from your first chakra near the base of your spine through the chair and the floor and all the layers of the earth until that first chakra is released, that grounding cord is flowing all the way to the center of our earth. This is a choice. You just made a choice to be spiritually aware enough to connect yourself to your body and to allow your body to be aware of you, the spirit. Many people have no awareness of themselves as spirit, and there are those who have no awareness of their body. You can find that amusing if you'd like. You've probably been in that state a time or two, unaware of the body, or unaware of yourself, the spirit. It's nice to get these two aspects of yourself somewhat together. It makes for easier choices and a lot more fun in life. Now, enhance your grounding. Make a choice to send anything down your grounding that you don't want in your body right now. Let it go out of you. The earth can handle it. She will recycle it. And you can use it as earth energy. Take a nice deep breath and allow your body to relax with being grounded. Now be aware of yourself, the spirit. This is a major choice. This is a bigger choice than deciding to move or change jobs. It's really a big choice to be aware of yourself, the spirit, conscious in the body. You are spirit. Allow yourself to come to the top of your head and make the conscious choice to be awake, to be aware of you. You, the spirit. Not just your body. What a joy. You are all-knowing, all-seeing, eternal. What an exciting thing to get in touch with within yourself. and allow that part of you that is spirit to come into the center of your head, a little above and behind your eyes. Remember to let your body breathe so it can enjoy you. Enhance your grounding so your body can enjoy your intense energy. Let that light that is you shine in your head. Let your body adjust to that immense power within it. Many people make a choice to turn off this awareness because they're afraid. Let's use our grounding technique and release any interference to you knowing yourself, the spirit. Could be someone else's fear of you. Or your desire to be nice. That could have been amusing, but you guys take being nice seriously. Choose to let go of any interference to knowing yourself, the spirit. You are beyond your body's comprehension. Enhance your grounding to make that okay with the body. Let go of its desire to be totally in charge and intellectually aware of everything. Let the body relax because you're grounding it. Be in the center of your head and choose to work with your body to create harmony between you and your body. Many people who choose to get into an aware state don't consider the body, and they have difficulty. Some of them will have illness. Some will simply stop doing their spiritual work because the body's so disturbed and it's not being responded to. So use your grounding and your ability to focus in the center of your head to balance spirit and body. Let the body be as it is. It's a body. It has limits. It has needs. Let it be that way. Choose to respect your body. So I'm going to give you just a moment to meditate on allowing your body to accept you, the spirit, then take a moment and meditate on allowing you, the spirit, to accept your body as it is. You can use your grounding to release those concepts that you have to make the body like you, the spirit. If you want to do that, why did you take a body? Okay, you got caught on chocolate pie. You, the spirit, are the light and life of the body. Let go of anything that interferes with you accepting your body as it is. Operating through time and space, having mass, having limits. Respect and accept the body as it is. Nice deep breath. Everyone is making choices. Everyone on planet Earth. Because the energy on the planet, the vibration, is coming up. And so new awareness is emerging into everyone's consciousness. And choices are being made because of that. Now, when the energy comes up, the dichotomies on planet Earth become clearer. And so each group, for example, I like the political group, that's always really entertaining to watch. And they're becoming more dichotomized, and each of them believe they're right. And I'm sure you can come up with many other examples in your life, but that one's so obvious. No one can miss the point here. That dichotomies are becoming more divergent. Things are separating on a choice level. It is not a good time to be sitting on a fence, because you may get blown onto the side of the fence you don't want to be on. It's a very important time to make choices. What do you believe? What do you want? So tune into just one choice you're working on making in your life. It doesn't have to be a big giant thing. And those of you who are into a bunch of big giant things, go ahead and pick one. Oh, this is fun. I'm looking around at all the people who are moving, changing jobs, having their kids grow up and leave home. I mean, my goodness, going through all kinds of different transitions. Now, meditate for a moment on this choice that you have created within your life. Yes, you have created this opportunity to choose. Use your grounding and your centering to take control of your choice. Oh, this is my choice. This is what I want to do. And this is how I choose to do it. Use your grounding to release anyone else's influence on your choice. Well, that won't make my mother happy. But, you know, I don't see anyone in this room who needs to be concerned about that particular item at this point in time. Everyone here is definitely over 21. Find some amusement. Maybe you're trying to please someone else. Maybe you're trying to operate off of someone else's ideals. Maybe you're afraid about the choice you really want to make. Let these things go down your grounding cord. There's a great deal of fear on the planet now, so use your grounding to let go of any in your body to help you be clear about your choice. Whatever it may be. All right, then go ahead and release that focus. Focus on a particular choice. And let's say hello to Jesus. This was a soul in a body, just as we are, who had to make choices. He had to make major choices. One of his choices was to be beaten up and die. Whoa, that's pretty intense, isn't it? One of my favorite stories is the one in the Garden of Gethsemane when Jesus is talking to God and saying, please lift this from me. And then he goes, oh, whoops, that's not going to work. So he chose to go forward to something he knew was going to be difficult. But he made that choice. Of course, another part of that story I like is when he came back down where his disciples were supposed to be making things safe for him. He found them asleep. So he got to fuss at them. Couldn't you just even stay awake? So they made a choice too, didn't they? They made a choice not to be steadfast. And we're always making choices, all of us. So we might look at Jesus' decision and his choice and say, wow, that was really major. But the disciples wasn't. They just fell asleep. No, it was a major choice too. Take a nice deep breath. Say hello to Jesus. Get into the present with him. And I want you to talk to him about a choice you're making. Because this man understands choice. This soul understands choice. Then allow yourself to receive a healing from Jesus about the choice that you've chosen to meditate on. Just sit back and relax and receive a healing. Maybe you were having a challenge letting go of something in relation to this choice. Jesus can help you let it go. Choose not to be alone. Communicate with Jesus right now. We're never alone. Take a nice deep breath. Thank Jesus for the healing and the help. Then I invite you to create a bright gold sun above your head and allow that energy to flow down to the top of your head, to you, and all through your body. Let that flow of gold energy go through every cell in your body. Choose to heal yourself. That's what you're doing when you do this. Allow any darkness in any of your cells to simply be absorbed by the gold energy and flow into the earth. Choose to heal yourself. Be aware that we're choosing also to heal the earth as this energy flows into the earth. Now, let's do what we love to do most and communicate with what we call God, the cosmic consciousness, the all that is. Many names for this. Choose to let go of your intellect for a few moments, just a few moments. Enhance your grounding and say hello to your God. Use your gold energy to help you. And we'll take a few silent moments for you to choose to communicate with your God. You are choosing to awaken spiritually. Allow yourself to be aware of what that means to you. Receive information from your God about waking up to yourself, the spirit, and awakening to the fact that all are spirit. Are you choosing to manifest yourself as spirit? Or are you choosing to allow your body to be in charge of your experience? Communicate with your God about enhancing your spiritual awareness. Take a nice deep breath. Tune into your grounding and help that bring you back to this reality. Be aware of your bright light shining in the center of your head. Come back to the present moment. Listen to your heartbeat and your breathing and allow the body to bring you back to this reality. When you're here in present time, you might want to wiggle your foot and pat your knee to help you come back to the physical world. Open your eyes and bend forward and release some energy. Hello, hello, hello. As you go through your week, I want to encourage you to meditate on your choices. Meditate on your choices. And you will begin to see your power to create what your life is and what you want it to be according to what choices you make. Have fun.
Copyright 2020 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording, or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed healthcare or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.